Okay, this is another episode from the Open Science Barcamp, and in front of me is Lambert Heller. Hi, Lambert.
Hi, Matthias. Nice to meet you.
You gave the Ignition talk this morning, and before we get to this topic, maybe you can shortly give an introduction about yourself.
Okay, I'm a librarian by training with a background in social science at TIB, which is a research library in Hannover. And 5 years ago, I started the Open Science Lab, which is a research and development team within TIB.
Cool. Same years as we started, actually. Great. Your Ignition talk today was about roughly about the blockchain for open science, basically. Could you give us a short roundup, if that is possible even?
Yeah, okay. I would say even a little bit broader than just blockchain. It's about, so to say, advanced peer-to-peer architectures that allow to share research results, raw data, and everything more broadly. And that is... The main idea is here that we have very traditional and restricted ways to convey research results on the internet right now. We have like websites, we have APIs and so on, and they all are modeled on a certain layer of open protocols like HTTPS and so on. But then you have a layer of databases where you essentially always have a gatekeeper that decides how to manage the data and on which terms allowing people to access it. So you have many levels that make it hard for researchers to get their hands easily on lots of data. Yes, you always have this experience, for instance, when you try to access thousands or millions of papers, which is quite often useful and needed for to do in order to do research. And there are problems on many levels that multiply with each other. For instance, publishers that have a certain concept of openness, but also certain terms of business and API restrictions and so on. So, and the main idea is here, why don't we make use of peer-to-peer technologies like, for instance, protocols that are based on BitTorrent that allow to be sharing data in the most broadest way, the norm, but the exception. So this is the main idea here. And we have these technical opportunities right now, and we should make it the norm.
So technology is available to put basically the resources everywhere, and then you pull bits and bobs from different places. So you have basically a decentralized system that provides you with whatever material it is, whether it's publications, whether it's data, whether it's maybe even workflows, etc. But this is, as you said, as technology is available, this is probably not only a technical problem, it's a cultural problem, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, these layers are closely intertwined because you have this idea of having to trust some gatekeeper to keep scholarly objects available. And then you have the brand power of legacy publishers that somehow compete on this level. Yes, they advertise for users' trust, researchers' trust, and this is part of the problem, I would put it.
Yeah. Probably one of the arguments that many have in mind as kind of an, I have to be careful here, is how can I guarantee that my resources that I have created as an author are actually the ones that I created and nothing is changed, nothing has been added or deleted or whatever?
Yeah, very good question. Thank you, Matthias. I mean, on the one hand, these protocols that I mentioned earlier, like DAT and IPFS, versioning is in a way already built in in the protocol. But maybe also worth mentioning is blockchain-based open protocols, where you have a real value exchange happening on an open protocol. So essentially, you own a node in a peer-to-peer network, and everybody can easily follow your contributions and can see that provable a certain review, for instance, is really being done by you and not somebody else. And this valuable, so to say, trail of scholarly metadata is much too valuable in order to being owned by some platform maintainer. Again, yes, with a blockchain like Ethereum, it is kind of nearly ownerless, yes, because that is a massively decentralized database, yes, and it makes sure that really none of these interactions are lost, and yeah, that's essentially it.
I think you at TIB are starting to put more efforts on looking into these peer-to-peer networks for science, among which is blockchain, the blockchain technology, one of them. Having a wild guess, what are the first applications that we see in the scientific world making use of these technologies, or are there already ones?
Wow, that's an interesting question. Since last week, there's already an application out by Digital Science and some other publishers. And their main idea is having, let's say, backbone of metadata exchange between different publishers on a blockchain. But I think from my perspective, this might be only the very first step, because in the end, blockchain allows, so to say, to disintermediate traditional roles like journal editors entirely. This might sound a little bit like science fiction, but in the end, it's the contributors, the reviewers, the readers, the people who reuse material and so on, who really contribute stuff and can perform their interactions on the long run without needing those intermediaries anymore. And this is a perspective of peer-to-peer and the blockchain.
Yeah. As a last question, maybe a service question for our listeners, what's the first place to look at if somebody's interesting to get to know more about this stuff?
Can I let this be two recommendations?
Sure.
Thank you. I would recommend to have a close look at Blockchain for Science, which is a kind of a think tank led by Sönke Bartling. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, as a very practical recommendation, I would recommend everybody to install Akasha from the domain akasha.world, which is kind of a completely decentralized social networking platform making use of the Ethereum blockchain and interplanetary file system. And yeah, just try it, make yourself familiar with it, and imagine what could be done if we had something along the lines of either ResearchGate or a scholarly journal based on this kind of software.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.